talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history as it's being made. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about, but there's one thing I want to start at the top. I'll tell you, and it's probably not the most important, and it's probably not the biggest in the news, but it has to do with the Sturgeon General. That's right, the Sturgeon General. What's the Sturgeon General? There's a guy named Ryan Koenig, who is the chief sturgeon biologist in Wisconsin. Ryan Koenig was accused of harvesting sturgeon eggs and snarfing them down as caviar. The Sturgeon General himself, quite fond of caviar. I myself, quite frankly, you know, I can deal with caviar. I'm not overly fond of caviar, but on a cracker, maybe with a glass of wine, supposedly very good. Anyway, Ryan Koenig is quite fond of caviar. So they occasionally harvest a sturgeon to study it. Ryan Koenig went in, grabbed the eggs, and ate them. I think he gave them to his friends or sold them to some people. There is a procedure in the DNR and in Wisconsin. If you harvest something like a sturgeon, there is a way to go through some paperwork and not waste the eggs. If you want to eat them, eat them. Ryan Koenig did not go through that procedure. Apparently, when he was asked about it, kind of fuzzed up his story a little bit. So the issue right now is, should Ryan Koenig be fired? I do not think Ryan Koenig should be fired. The Sturgeon General should not be fired. He can simply be told, look, you want to eat sturgeon eggs in the future? Go to Sendix or Metromart, Milwaukee, and whatever the best stores are in Madison, and buy yourself some caviar. And if you want to eat it out of a sturgeon, go through the paperwork. That's what they should do. They should not fire the Sturgeon General. They should not fire Ryan Koenig. We need all the animal experts and fish experts we can get in Wisconsin. And he apparently is at the top of the heap when it comes to sturgeon. So that I've gotten off my chest. A lot of things, some sad, some not. One of the sad ones was on Palm Sunday, the Islamic suicide bombers in Indonesia bombed a cathedral. They killed two people. They wounded another 20 or so. They blew themselves up. One of them was a woman. One of them was involved in a cathedral bombing around Easter in the Philippines in 2019. And this has got to be said. This happens every Easter. In Sri Lanka, a few years ago, over 200 people were killed at Mass right around Easter. A couple of years ago, two women drove up in front of Notre Dame Cathedral with a gasoline-filled car to blow it up. They were arrested. And then you may recall 2 years ago, there was a fire that almost destroyed Notre Dame. Everybody went, oh, it was probably negligent. Well, I don't think it was negligence. It was right around the time these women were sentenced. And there were many emojis that came around all over France with happy signs and heart signs, glad that it had happened. So we've got to face up to something. Jihad will attack principally the religions of other countries in an effort to subjugate the apostates. And that's what's happened here. And I don't know what you do. Christian churches are vulnerable around Easter. They're vulnerable around Christmas. And you simply need, I suppose, better security. But more importantly, we've got to keep this out of the United States, keep it out of Europe, and just say very, very plainly, we're not going to tolerate this. Some on the authoritarian left downplay it. It should not be downplayed. Another topic, Dr. Deborah Birx. Dr. Deborah Birx, who is Trump's coronavirus response coordinator, said that most of the U.S. deaths from COVID could have been avoided or minimized. She made a public statement. She said the first surge of deaths, about 100,000 of them, was attributable, came out of the blue. Trump had prior knowledge, so did the Senate. Many of them traded securities and made a lot of money on it, realizing that the airline industry, the hospitality industry, hotels, resorts, would be hit very hard. They sold whatever they had in those sectors and other sectors. So they didn't help the populace avoid the destruction, the deaths. But that first, she said, 100,000 or so deaths that are attributable to that first surge would have been difficult to avoid. They could have been minimized if Trump and the people that had been briefed had been very upfront early on about social distancing and masks and shutting things down earlier than they did. Didn't happen till March sometime. You remember that Mardi Gras festival at the end of February of 2020 when all the, you know, that thing spread like wildfire. But she did say, you know, there are 550,000 deaths so far, and she did say that the following 450,000 could have been substantially reduced, if after Trump realized the gravity of this thing, hadn't gone on television telling people to inject Lysol into their veins, telling people to take hydroxychloroquine, which is an anti-malaria drug, has nothing to do with COVID. And then he lied about it and said he was on a regimen of it, and as soon as it was over, he wouldn't take it anymore. There is no regimen of it. It's not like an antibiotic or something where you have to take it for 7 days. He clearly was lying, but he misled a lot of people. There are people taken in the emergency room in New York City and elsewhere who'd injected bleach into their veins. Actually did that because the big man had said, probably you should do that. Deborah Birx said, when I heard that, I stood there, I was very uncomfortable, but she did not speak up. She did not say, oh, he's kidding, or that's wrong, or resign, because she was Donald Trump's coronavirus response coordinator. That's what she was. And she sucked it up and stood there while he said that. So when the first 100,000 died, it was very, very clear what had to be done. Social distancing, masking, limiting capacity, and avoiding high density people, especially with strangers, in enclosed areas. It's a little bit better outdoors, but as you saw in the Rose Garden party that Donald Trump held, remember that Amy Comey Barrett was there and a number of people got COVID, including Rudy Giuliani and others. I mean, that's what happened, even though that was outdoors, because if there's no breeze and you're sitting right next to people, it lingers in the air. Deborah Birx said, well, if they had paid more attention to this and you had somebody like a Joe Biden now, she did not say it that way, but that's what I'm saying that way, who had said masks, social distancing, avoid crowds. Instead of 450,000 more people dead, she said it would have been a fraction of that. A lot of those deaths are attributable to that simply kind of adolescent boasting and lying and woofing and bravado of Donald Trump trying to build a base. Herman Cain, remember Herman Cain? I always liked Herman Cain. I mean, he was a Republican and he ran for president. He's the guy that came up with the 999 plan for taxes. 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, 9% something else. What he did not disclose is that when he was the president of the subdivision of a pizza company, $9.99 was the price of a medium pepperoni and cheese. He pulled it right out of thin air, but he actually got close to the front of the pack for a week or so. Very engaging guy. He died because he went to that Oklahoma rally of Trump. He went to the rally. He believed Trump. He caught COVID and he died. He didn't have to die. A lot of other people didn't have to die. There were two sisters, St. Joan Antietam High School, that I knew well on the faculty, two nuns who were wonderful people. One was from Vietnam. The other one was from Italian community. Wonderful people, devoted their lives to their students, and they died of COVID. You know, did not have to happen. It did not have to happen. A couple of senators made a killing in the stock market. Trump builds up a base, an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker base. That's what you get. Anyway, Deborah Burks finally came out, too little, too late, probably. Trump then blasted her and Anthony Fauci. Blasted them both. Why Anthony Fauci? They're death threats against Anthony Fauci. He is the nicest guy that I've seen in a long time in any form of government, Anthony Fauci. Trump blasted them both, said they were bad, said that he's the one who saved the country. Just ranting from a guy who's going to be indicted before too long, in my view, hiding out in Mar-a-Lago. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.